This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado is getting 4,500 kits to test healthcare workers and first responders for COVID-19. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
The state says getting healthcare workers tested is key to protecting the healthcare system. It's also a way to be more prepared when there's an expected surge of patients in the coming weeks. Colorado is getting the kits from federal health officials. The state says it expects 2,500 more tests next week. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has congressional support behind his request for a state disaster declaration over the spread of the new coronavirus. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Almost all members of the delegation signed a letter to President Trump asking him to approve Polis's request for a major disaster declaration. Representative Joe Nagus says the full resources of the federal government are needed to help protect Coloradans during this public health crisis. The declaration would free up additional money for Colorado to use as it combats this pandemic. Republican Ken Buck was the only one who didn't sign. Trump has issued declarations in at least 10 states from California to North Carolina. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Grand Junction City Council has rejected an economic stimulus plan that would have given jobs to people out of work due to COVID-19. The proposal would have used $2.2 million to hire temporary city workers and lent support to local nonprofits. But Councilmember Anna Stout voted against it, saying it sent a conflicting message to residents.
That essential jobs can be created, but clearly weren't essential enough to exist before this. And that those people don't really have to follow the same orders of staying home.
Disagreement over whether the new workers would be deemed non-essential eventually doomed the measure. The University of Colorado's president has selected a new chancellor for the Denver campus. Michelle Marks will take over the position in July, pending approval by the Board of Regents next week. Marks is currently the vice president for academic innovation and new ventures at George Mason University in Virginia. She will take over for Dorothy Horrell, who plans to retire after serving as CU Denver chancellor for 5 years. This is CPR News. Coming up, CPR's Caitlin Kim checks in on some Coloradans who have found themselves stuck abroad due to COVID-19. That story in 10 minutes here on CPR.